Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, here we go for another hour and another week of Auto World. Thank you very much for joining me. We've got an exciting guest lined up for you in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking about all kinds of cool things, including some recently driven vehicles by our very special guest. And we'll talk about books, and we'll talk about the whole gamut of things happening in the automotive world. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261 or via the email anytime 24/7. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines is a gentleman who we haven't visited with for a while, and he's always one of my favorites. This guy has got a very unique background. Number one, he's an esteemed automotive journalist. He's also an author. He's also a college professor. He's got a really cool website called iZoom.com, and he's also one of the nicest guys out there in the automotive business. It's my pleasure to welcome Larry Edsel back to Auto World. Hey there, Larry. How you doing?
Well, I think I should just quit now with that introduction. I can't go anywhere but down.
Well, you spend the majority of your year in the Phoenix, Arizona area, but it's that time of the year that it gets quite hot out in that neck of the woods, so I understand you've moved to your summer locale. Tell us about your summer locale.
Well, I'm actually up in northern Michigan, between towns of Beaverton and Gladwin, and my oldest daughter and her husband have an old campground that they bought that they run kind of as a friends and family operation. But there's a kind of an old house on the property, but it has a wonderful little office in it. And so I make this my summer headquarters, and I get to sit and watch the river flow by and not have to suffer through triple digit temperatures.
It's a wise move indeed. It looks absolutely beautiful, the pictures that you'd shared over the internet via Facebook and other social media locales. Tell our listeners a little bit about your own personal background, Larry. Where do you hail from originally? And tell our listeners a little bit about all the cool places that you've written for over the years.
Well, I grew up in Joliet in Lockport, Illinois, which is about 35 miles southwest of Chicago. My grandfather was a prison warden. My father was the chief pharmacist for the Illinois prisons. So Grandma and Grandpa lived behind the walls. If you've seen the movie The Blues Brothers, at the start of the movie they pan Joliet prison, uh-huh. You can actually see my grandparents' apartment sticking out from it. We lived at the prison farm. So I thought being around inmates as a child was just a normal, everybody did it. And as a kid, of course, like a lot of boys in that generation, I wanted to grow up to be a baseball player. I realized really early that wasn't going to happen. Decided I wanted to be an umpire because that was the second best thing.
Uh-huh.
Ended up writing about sports instead of being on the field, and was a newspaper sports editor in Michigan for 18 years, I guess it was. And then one day my phone rang, and it was the publisher of Auto Week magazine saying, "Can you come to lunch?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" And he said, "Because you're going to come to work for us, and we have to talk about it." And 3 weeks later, I was the motorsports editor at Auto Week, and then most of my 12 years there, I was the managing editor. I moved to Phoenix for a job that evaporated after 6 weeks. Auto Week was nice enough to say, "Come on back." And I said, you know, I kind of like this desert environment and stuff. And I stayed. And we started iZoom. And I've written, I think, 16 books since then. And my newest venture is I'm now editorial director for ClassicCars.com, which is the world's largest classic car website. It's mainly a classified advertising site with something like 30,000 cars for sale, all classics.
Wow, congratulations.
But in December, we launched a daily, well, we call it the blog, but it's really a daily news site. And Bob Golphin, who used to work for the Arizona Republic and for Speed TV, and I are doing most of the writing. We're recruiting writers from all over the country. So if there are writers out there or photographers who are interested, let us know. And the goal is to become the go-to place for classic car news and information.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and put me on that list of writers for the publication, for the website, because I certainly would love to work with you on that project. Let's talk about some of the great books that you've written over the years. For the past week here, I've relocated from Boston, where I lived for all of my life up until this past late November, where I moved down here to Orlando, Florida, due to some in-law stuff and some other professional reasons, but I'm enjoying, I escaped my first Boston winter, and if there was a winter to escape, it was definitely this one. But my ride of the week has been the Chevrolet Camaro, just the SS, but I haven't been in an SS since I worked for Motor Trend when it was nominated for the Car of the Year way back when, but I've really enjoyed my ride in the 2014 SS. And of course, you had written a wonderful book a number of years back chronicling the Camaro from the get-go, from beyond concept car to production vehicle.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I just got a check, a royalty check this week. It was a very pleasant surprise. Apparently, the book is still selling very well, which is, always makes authors happy. And the Camaro continues to be, you know, not only does the book sell well, but so does the car. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Camaro sales when the new Mustang comes out. My guess is the new Mustang will also boost Camaro sales just because of the rivalry.
So true, absolutely. Can't wait to get behind the wheel of that 2015 Mustang. I think they've done a good job stylistically. But I'll tell you, the Camaro styling has really really weared well. I know they did an update for 2014, but it's minor. And, of course, along the way, we've seen the introductions of the almighty Z28 name coming back, as well as the ZL1. But down here in Florida, where I'm living right now, there are just a ton of Camaros out there. And, you know, whether you have a brand new one or whether you have one from 4 or 5 years ago, this vehicle really, thanks to Tom Peters, has worn extraordinarily well.
Well, I think the key to that, and I applaud them for doing this, is keeping some retro cues, but moving it forward so it doesn't look old now, or it didn't look old when they introduced it. It still doesn't look old, and you know, some of the automakers tend to cling too long to the old design, and unless you have a car like, say, the Porsche 911. That very little evolves, but, you know, mechanically it evolves a lot. You can't hang on to the past too long, especially if you're looking for younger buyers, because younger buyers have no sense of history.
Oh, so true.
I'm amazed. I was talking with one of the other professors just before school got out about how college students now don't know anything that happened before they were born. I don't know if they're not teaching history anymore in high schools or what it is, but yeah. I'm amazed at the lack of historical knowledge that today's college students have.
That's
so
kind of
if
scary.
If you're an automaker and you want to sell to young people, you better go with young designs, because resurrecting something from the past does not resonate with them at all.
Wow, that is very interesting. It must be fun, Larry, to be a college professor and interacting with young folks and teaching them journalism. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Larry's latest book and some of the latest vehicles he's been in as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Great minds think.
Think Alive, the network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're pedal to the metal live all across North America on great radio stations like one of our latest new affiliates, 1400 WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. I want to say hello to Mike Wallace and everybody down in that neck of the woods, and also want to say hello to everybody listening on one of our favorite affiliates. We get so many emails, so many great responses out of the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan. And speaking of Michigan, joining us live in this hour of the broadcast is automotive journalist, author, and college professor Larry Edsel. Check out Larry's website, iZoom.com. And Larry, before the break, you were telling us a little factoid that I wasn't aware of, that today's college student really doesn't know history. They don't know anything before the year they were born. And that, to me, is a little bit scary. Tell us a little bit more about your teaching, how you got into it, and what it's like teaching journalism to young folks these days.
Well, I got into it because one of the professors at Arizona State University's journalism school is the Cronkite School, named for Walter Cronkite. And one of the professors there, Tim McGuire, when I was a young sports writer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tim was a college student at Aquinas College and the sports information director.
Wow.
And he went on to have a brilliant career, was the editor of the Minneapolis Daily Newspaper, and then became a professor at ASU. And I ran into him after I moved to Phoenix. And he said to me one day, he said, "Why aren't you teaching?" And I'm like, "Where?" And next thing I knew, I was teaching a class in editing at ASU. And it's really fun. It's great being on campus twice a week. They have a beautiful new downtown campus for the journalism and medical schools. And they're going to build a law school there, too. And I teach one class every spring semester in editing. It's really fun. And you know, the kids are devoted to it. They believe that journalism has a future, which I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I keep telling them is the skill set of reporting, writing, and editing will always have value, but the media is constantly changing. We have no idea 10 years from now, you know, instead of talking on the radio, you know, this will be all done on, who knows, on cell phones or on some technology we haven't even heard about yet.
So true, Larry.
But the skill set of sharing information and storytelling and being accurate and timely will always have value. Things change, but it's really fun teaching. This year I had an all-honor student class, and
wow,
that was really fun because they really keep you on your toes, because not only are they smart, but they know they're smart.
That must make for some interesting times. There's no question about that. Tell our listeners all across North America about your latest book, a book that I haven't seen yet myself, but can't wait to get a hold of and get you on the show here for a whole hour just to devote time to the book. Tell our listeners all about the latest.
Well, the latest book is a book on the development of the new C7 Chevrolet Corvette. Actually, I'm waiting for my copies too. Apparently, it's selling so well that Motor Books is going into a second printing, and
wonderful,
I'm still waiting for my author's copies to come. I have one copy, and it's in Arizona, so I don't even have a copy here in Michigan yet. But it's the format is like the Camaro book. We start out with a brief history of the Corvette, and then we go through the design process for the new car, the engineering of the new car, the building of the new car, and the driving of the new car. And the new Corvette is just day and night compared to anything that they've done before. The technology, it looks phenomenal. Now, a lot of people pick on different parts of the design, especially the not perfectly round taillights, and they don't want to hear that the last generation didn't have perfectly round taillights either.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology in the car is so amazing. And what really gets me is that they were able to include all this stuff, and basically the car costs the same as the last generation, which I think is remarkable, because the technology in this car, if this was done, say, in Europe, by a European automaker, the car would start out probably at $130,000 instead of starting out at 58 or 56 or whatever it starts at.
Absolutely.
And it's phenomenal.
Remarkable.
One of the new technologies in it is an electronic limited slip differential,
mm-hmm,
as they call it, the ELSD. And what this does for, I think it's like part of a $2,500 package, but what it does is it transforms the car and the driver so that you're actually driving as if you were an experienced race car driver. It does the downshifts for you. It manages the traction. It's just amazing what it does, and I can't imagine buying the car without it, especially for that price.
It's such a great value for the money, and that's another vehicle that I haven't had much time in, so can't wait to get one of those for a whole week to really live with it and experience it. But as a guy that's owned several Corvettes and owns a C5 right now, this generation, this seventh generation, is such a giant leap in technology, as you say, Larry. Talk about incredible styling and the fact that there's some advanced materials being used. The removable roof panel is now carbon fiber, and that's standard. What they've done with the engine, it's still an overhead valve design, but just incredible power. And then, of course, when you look down the road at the upcoming models, the Z06 convertible and coupe, I mean, are knocking on the door, perhaps even surpassing the former top-end model, the ZR1.
Oh yeah. And the other thing, talking about the engine, I think the thing people overlook, and I was really surprised when I was doing the first or second round of interviews, you know, there's a lot of that going on when you do a book like this. One of the engineers mentioned to me, he said, you have to realize, I was talking about fuel economy, because I had done a long drive in a C6, and I think I averaged 28 miles per gallon just kind of cruising along when I wasn't really on it. And I mentioned the fuel economy. And one of the engineers said to me, well, you have to realize that most Corvette owners, the Corvette is the high MPG vehicle in their fleet. And I started to laugh. And he said, no, stop and think about it. Most people who own a Corvette also own either like a Tahoe or a Suburban that gets in the team. And so this is their high mileage car. And as a matter of fact, he was telling me, he said, they live in Michigan, but his son was playing, I think it was AAU basketball in Chicago. And he said, we always think the Corvette because we get, you know, 27, 28 miles per gallon round trip. And we can't do that in the Tahoe. And it's you know, that's the thing people forget. Here is a world-class, high-performance, exotic car. And when you're not, you know, really slamming it away from an intersection, you can average almost 30 miles per gallon. I mean, that, you know, it's just unheard of in that class of car.
It certainly is, and in base form, the Stingray, like you say, is just an incredible performance bargain when you look at the 0 to 60 times, the cornering capability, the braking capability. I mean, they've really done their homework on this vehicle, and it's a looker, too. I mean, lots of folks say to me that, you know, when they see one going down the street in coupe form, sometimes it's mistaken for a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has, and they definitely, one of the things that they needed to do was they needed to broaden the car's appeal outside the United States. So that was
so
part
true.
Of the design thing, was to give it more of a global, European, exotic look, and I
presence.
Think they really did.
They really did.
You still know automatically that it's a Corvette when you do.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. This is Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Larry Edsel's our very special guest, esteemed automotive journalist, author, and a college professor. He's got a wonderful website, iZoom.com. He's been telling us about his latest book. It's selling so well for Motor Books International, all about the development of the C7 Corvette, which has won so many accolades and won the North American Car of the Year in Detroit at the auto show this past January. It won umpteen of the year awards, and it really has surprised the automotive world with its amazing blend of technology. And if you pick up a copy of Larry's book, you can read behind the scenes. Larry, I'm sure you put a lot of hours, a lot of time into doing the research and the interviews on this book. Was this an even bigger project than the Camaro book, Larry?
It was. The project is similar. The Corvette was more intense from a time standpoint, because the engineers were very reluctant to open up and start talking about stuff, because they were Corvette engineers tend to be incredibly secret to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of work on my part in a shorter period of time than I would normally take. It worked out fine, but one of the nice things about the Camaro book was I had the luxury of a lot of time to work on it. The Camaro book, I actually went to Australia for the first drive of the prototypes. I went with the engineers to the Nürburgring when they ran the car around the track there. We did a 3-day drive in the in France and Switzerland with the car, with prototype cars. And that was very luxurious from my standpoint to have that kind of time and that much access. The Corvette book was more like some of the other ones I've done, where they're reluctant to talk to you at first, and then once they realize you're not going to squeal all their secrets, they're great, but it takes a while to convince them of that.
Makes perfect sense. Speaking of Camaro engineers, Chief Engineer Al Oppenheiser, I did an interview with him at the New York Auto Show just a little while back, and
Just like the Corvette engineers, I mean, Al just oozes enthusiasm and passion for the Camaro. I mean, really takes it to heart. I mean, he's so proud of the fact that the Z28 Camaro has defeated in magazine testing the Porsche 911 Turbo as well as the Nissan GTR, which is quite an accomplishment to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Al's a great guy. One of the things that people, the car buying public, doesn't get to see is how passionate for cars and for automotive technology are both designers and the engineers. They're really fun to be around because they're so passionate about what they do, and they're so eager to talk about, you know, even when they can't talk about it, they still would like to talk about some of the stuff they're working on because it's, you know, especially the stuff that's out there 4 or 5 years from now. I joke sometimes that I have lots of good friends who are in marketing, but I joke sometimes that for some of the marketing people, I don't think it really matters if they're selling, the joke used to be if they're selling refrigerators or if they're selling cars. But it certainly makes a difference for the designers and the engineers. Most of them would never do anything other than design cars and engineer cars. That's just their passion.
So true. If folks log on to iZoom.com, it's the online automotive racing and classic car community. Not only can you read about the latest auto reviews from Larry, but also check out stories about classics, racing. Larry's got a blog there. He's also got a book section in which he reviews other books by other authors, which nobody else out there is doing. And Larry, love to talk to you about some of the recent vehicles that you've been in. A lot of these vehicles I haven't been in. So would love to get your take on your ride experience. If folks can check it out at iZoom.com. Let's begin by talking about the Infiniti Q60S for 2014. Infiniti has gone through a name change. They've rebranded their vehicles, like the former G vehicles are no longer the G vehicles. They're now Q vehicles.
Yeah, I know. I get confused by all these, especially by the alphanumeric names. It's like, man, it's like, you know, I joke about Cadillac, CTS, ATS, which is what, you know, and that kind of stuff. And it would be nice if they would stick with them for a long time. But regardless of what you call it, Infiniti's new Q60S, at least the one I drove, the hardtop convertible, I was blown away by the car. I think largely because it's a manual. And I was so surprised to see that kind of a luxury car, and it really, I mean, it's a luxury car, but with a manual transmission, and which just, you know, makes it exponentially more fun to drive. I mean, yes, it's a beautiful car. It you know, it has this top that goes up and down, and it's all, you know, so you can go from a hard top to convertible in 20 or 30 seconds, whatever it is. But what transforms this car into a fun car to drive is the fact that it has a manual transmission, and it's the same manual transmission that they developed for the Nissan Z car, so it has the rev matching downshift so that you can, when you drive it, you're actually a better driver than you think you are because it matches the revs for you on downshift. And, you know, you're driving as if you were, you know, some fancy race car driver. So, yeah, that's really a lot of fun.
Another vehicle that you've driven that I have not is the latest from Audi. It's the entry-level vehicle, the 2015 Audi A3. Now, previously here in North America, the A3 was strictly a five-door liftback on a little station wagon, although folks don't like to use that name these days. But for this new A3 lineup, they're going to make it a full line of different variants. There will eventually be a convertible variant and many different other vehicles, but the initial launch is a four-door sedan, and this has gone on to receive a lot of accolades. It was nominated and, I believe, won the World Car of the Year in New York. This one on paper looks really great. How does it drive, Larry?
Well, actually, I have not driven it. Richard Gray from our staff drove it. But he was quite taken with it, and a couple other people that I know that have driven it, a couple of the riders from the Phoenix area that went to the early lead like Richard did, said the same thing. They were very impressed with it. Actually, the thing I've driven lately that really impressed me, and we haven't posted it on the site yet, is the new Jeep Cherokee. Not the Grand Cherokee, but the regular Cherokee.
Yes.
I was really skeptical because I really liked the old Cherokee, the old boxy. It was horrible to drive, but it would go any place and do anything. And when I saw the new one, and I thought, it's way too stylish. It looks soft to me. Could it really go off-road? Is it really? And I drove the car for a week, went off-roading with it, was really impressed. Plenty of power. I think there's three or four different four-wheel drive versions you can get, depending on how far off pavement you want to go. And lots of room inside. And I'm really down on everybody's doing compact crossover vehicles. They're all the same. It's really disheartening to me that you can hardly tell one from the other. And then you get into the Jeep Cherokee, and it's like, wow, this is the way it's supposed to be. And as a matter of fact, my youngest daughter is expecting their third child next month.
Wow, congratulations.
And they're going to probably outgrow their current vehicle, and I'm going to tell them they really need to go look at the new Cherokee because I was very favorably impressed by it.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to attend the short lead on that, and I've also had one for a week here in Florida, and very impressed also with the Cherokee. I mean, there's a model for everybody. You can get front-wheel drive, you can get the four-wheel drive, you can get the four-cylinder, the Tiger Shark, or you can get the V6 engine, you can get the all-out Trail Hawk version, and that is just an extreme off-road variant, but this vehicle has got a lot of class leading features, including a 9-speed automatic transmission.
Yeah.
Larry, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some more vehicles that you've driven recently, including the latest generation of the Kia Soul. You're listening to Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life.
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. And I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Larry Edsel is with us. Our very special guest, esteemed automotive journalist and author and college professor. We're talking all about Larry Edsel's great website called iZoom.com. Larry and his group of his team just do a wonderful job in covering all aspects of the automotive world. And we're talking about some of the recent vehicles that Larry and his staff have had the opportunity to drive. And I've always liked the Kia Soul, like yourself, Larry, and I haven't had the opportunity to drive the 2014 model. I've always been a big fan of the designer of the Kia Soul. I just like to say his name, Peter Schreier, who's now the president of Kia. He's a very passionate guy, and certainly to rise from being the designer to being the number one guy at Kia is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, and Peter's been around a while and has done some really good cars both there and elsewhere. But the new Soul is, like you, I've always liked the Soul. Partly, you know, it's Soul. What's that? But the car really does have Soul, and the new one, the first one, the original Soul was, the car. People will remember it as the car with the, not chipmunks, guinea pigs or whatever they were in the commercial.
Hamsters, I think.
the dancing hamsters, and the car with the speakers that light up and pulsate with light stuff. But this new one is a real car. It's stiffer. It's a little wider. It has much more of a road presence when you drive it. I mean, it feels like you're driving a much larger vehicle than you are, but it's still very nimble and quick and fun to drive. And it still has the speakers that light up, and you can turn them off if you don't want to see them lighting up stuff, or you can leave them on one color or whatever you want to do. But the car is 165 or so horsepower, but it's plenty for a car that size. It's a compact, but it's a bigger compact now. So it has plenty of room inside for people and for your stuff. It's really a fun car to drive, and it's not just you and I that feel this way. I've talked to several other auto writers, and it's pretty unanimous that everybody's like, wow, this is now a real vehicle that people definitely should consider, and it doesn't look like everything else out on the road. It's got its own, not only does it have a presence when you're driving it, the presence you feel when you have your hands on the steering wheel, but it has a presence going down the road that people will notice you, because although there are quite a few of them out there, because it sells really well, but it's a terrific vehicle. It's another one that I would highly recommend.
Yeah, I would as well. Can't wait to get behind the wheel myself for the 2014 rendition. But of all the box-style vehicles, I think Kia has done it the best of all of them. And this new one, like you say, is much improved over the previous generation. Another vehicle that you've written about recently, and folks can check out at iZoom.com, I'm a big fan of, and that's the 2014 Hyundai Equus. I had the opportunity to spend a week here in Florida in the ultimate variant of the Equus. And Larry, I knew you spent some time in the signature version of the Equus. This is really, it doesn't have the badge recognition, the snob factor. It doesn't have the Mercedes star on it. It doesn't have the BMW logo on it. It doesn't have the Lexus name attached to it. But here's a vehicle that just offers such great value for the money. And Hyundai has done a great job with it. And for those folks who are concerned about having the Hyundai name on the vehicle, I noticed for 2014, I couldn't find a Hyundai name anywhere on the vehicle.
Yeah, I find a real contrast between this car and the Volkswagen Phaeton that came out a few years ago and flopped immediately. This is the same kind of a deal where, okay, Hyundai is, we all know Hyundai is a car that makes, you know, entry-level and mid-price cars. And now suddenly, it seems sudden to us that they're going way upscale with this, basically, a limousine. Especially the one I drove, where the car I drove was not built for the driver. It was built for the executive sitting in the back seat in this beyond first-class airline seat with, you know, buttons that you can push the front seat forward and out of your way. You can use the footrest, all this power, everything. What we don't realize, though, is in South Korea, Hyundai is kind of like Mercedes-Benz or Lexus, where it builds not only entry-level and mainstream cars, but also executive-class cars. And this is very much the South Korean executive's limousine. And they're bringing it over here. And for people who want that kind of luxury, I know in my story I pointed out that, you know, Lexus has the LS400L that starts at $81,000. And here's one that's for $61,000 that, to me, offered everything the Lexus did, including way better fuel economy. And
yes,
it looks just as good and rides just as good. And so, yeah, it's a quick story. Back when Hyundai only, I think it was when they introduced the Sonata, they did a trip to Korea with a bunch of journalists to show us the car. But they were almost apologetic about the first generation Sonata. But the point of the trip was to say, they took us to their shipyard where they build ocean-going huge ships, container ships, with engine blocks that you can actually walk through.
Wow.
They're that big. You can actually walk into the engine block. The cylinders are like 6 feet across. And there's these huge diesel engines that put out 75,000 horsepower or whatever.
Incredible.
And the whole point of the trip was to say, look what we can do. We know we don't build good cars. Give us 10 years and watch what we're doing. Well, it took them 15, but boy, they've gotten it down now. They're really on a roll. Yeah, Hyundai Kia vehicles now are among the best.
They certainly are. And again, like you say, Larry, for those who want a limo-like vehicle, want that very large extended wheelbase back seat, you know, talk about a great value for the money. Same stereo that you find, the Lexicon stereo in a Rolls-Royce is in this vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And that 5-liter aluminum V8 with 429 horsepower is very, very well done. And it's suspension-wise, they've done some work on it, too. It's now got electrically adjustable suspension, and you can firm up the ride and make it a little bit more of a better driving vehicle for yourself or whoever happens to be piloting the vehicle with you in the back seat. But thumbs up. It's definitely a great ride. We've had a number of folks call into the show and also email me up here at bob@autowarradio.com wanting to know more about your book, where it's available. And this would like more information. Why don't you make sure and give out the complete title and all the best places to pick up your book on the all-new C7 Corvette Stingray.
Wow. Let me check quick what the book is called. You know, it's funny. I tell people, two things that surprise people about authors is that, first of all, we don't get to pick the title of the book. We write the book, but we don't get to pick the title. And the other thing is, once you write it, it kind of goes out of your head. So the new book is called Corvette Stingray, The Seventh Generation of America's Sports Cars. And you can buy it either through the Motorbooks website, which is motorbooks.com, or you can buy it through Amazon.com. And I like the book, of course, but I wrote it. It's gotten very favorable reviews so far. And it details not only a little bit about the original Corvette and each of the six previous generations, but then goes into the rationale, the design. One of the things that I think will really surprise people is that the Corvette engineers thought that when GM, you know, suffered all its problems and was going into bankruptcy, that they were done, that there would not be a seventh generation Corvette. And one of the things we talk about in the book is in their first, they were down at the Bowling Green factory where they build the Corvette, and it's the only thing they build at Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. And they figured there's no way, when the government Treasury Department was coming through doing its investigation of what to do with GM and whether to save it or what they were going to do, they figured there's no way they're going to let one factory, a factory that just builds one car, stay in existence. So they sit down at the meeting, and one of the first things somebody from Treasury says is, "So tell us about the new Corvette." Turns out that two or three of the people on the Treasury committee were Corvette enthusiasts, and no matter what, they wanted to save the Corvette. So there was this huge sigh of relief, because they had actually tried twice before within GM to do a new Corvette, and for mainly for financial reasons or whatever, they were told, "No, put it on hold. It's like we're not ready for that yet." And yeah. So the C6 actually lasted a little longer than they had planned. But they had all these things they wanted to do, and they finally got the green light to do it. And they were able to build a great car for the same amount of money.
Absolutely. Larry, thank you for your time. Check out
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.